I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with the Pasa Tiempo, which is the Friday arts magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us just about every Friday. Speaking of the arts, bienvenido.
Rob DeWalt's not here this morning.
Oh, who's here?
Bobby D's here, and he's got a message for JT Smooth.
Oh, really?
Mr. Smooth, you are so lucky I have a pedicure tonight. Or I'd be there at the Javits Center to crush you like a bug. But I got better stuff to do. Brother.
What color do you paint your toenails?
Purple.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. And what's happening this weekend?
All kinds of stuff. There's a great event happening, a charity event for the Southwest Care Center. They're presenting the 23rd Annual Aid and Comfort Gala at the Hilton Santa Fe Historic Plaza Hotel. That is at 8 p.m. Saturday. And it's a James Bond theme. The event is called Bond, James Bond this time around. And basically, Southwest Care Center, in case anyone knows, they provide medical care and research and education, prevention, and support services to patients with HIV and AIDS throughout New Mexico.
And hepatitis.
And they do a marvelous job. And this is their big fundraiser that they do every year. And so this year they're going to have a Club Moonraker with DJs, with DJ Uno. Una, excuse me. We're going to have a Goldfinger Salon where there's going to be a silent auction. There's going to be a Bond Martini Bar, and there's going to be, let's see, there's an auction. One of the auction items, this is pretty cool, is a guitar signed by either one or a few of the New York Dolls, which is a really big deal if you were, if you know or care anything about punk rock music. You must have this guitar.
Okay.
And there's going to be jewelry. And I'm not sure if there's any tickets left, but there's also going to be, before this gala event, there is a dinner at La Posada with all kinds of great chefs in town. I'm not sure if there's tickets left for that or not. But if you call 989-9255 or visit southwestcare.org, you can find out more information about this cool event.
Most excellent.
I'm a James Bond fan. I became one in high school.
Yeah. I became one as a little kid because my dad took me to James Bond movies when they came out.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love James. What's your favorite? Do you have a favorite?
I don't know, but I certainly was very fond of Sean Connery back in the day.
Yeah, I was too.
Because he looked kind of like my dad.
Did you show him like your father?
No.
Okay.
No, that was different.
What else is happening?
Well, at the Screen on Sunday, a performance of the Bolshoi Ballet doing Sleeping Beauty. I imagine that's in high definition. And the broadcasts are various times. Let's see, starting at 12 in the morning, 12:40 in the morning. And opening Wednesday, is that next Wednesday or this Wednesday? It must be next Wednesday, is a film called The Hedgehog. And it's based on a best-selling novel called The Elegance of the Hedgehog. That sounds like it's got to be British.
Yes, and there's a lovely review by Jonathan Richards today in the Pasa Tiempo. And we'll get more to it. I promise we'll get to film later, right? We won't forget this time.
No, we're getting to it now.
We're going to get to it now. Okay.
This is when we're getting to it.
And
then there's also The Mill and the Cross, which is a Swedish movie. And its subtitle is Behind Every Great Painting Lies an Even Greater Story. And Margin Call, which I hear is very good. I haven't been to any movies lately.
It's very good.
It's very good.
Yes.
And lots of good stuff coming up too, Royal Opera and so on. But we'll get to those things in due time.
Yeah. Weekend is also opening this weekend at the CCA Cinematheque. I did a review about it in today's Pasa Tiempo. It's a great kind of budding romance story between two men in Nottingham, and it shatters a lot of gay cinema conventions. And I think that I would encourage people of all identities and persuasions to go and check this film out. I found it groundbreaking might be too strong of a word, but it's definitely worth checking out.
But isn't it nice that we have come to a point where there are gay cinematic conventions?
Yes. Really? Where? Where is it? I got to pencil that one in. So I encourage people to go to CCA and check that film out. It's really great. And so is The Hedgehog. I didn't review it, but I did.
You've seen it?
I took a screener home and watched it.
Nice.
And it was awesome.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yes.
And go to the Screen, because the Screen has a big, huge, beautiful screen, And the front seat is actually a place where you can see the movie from because there's a big gap in front of it. And
yes.
The sound is good. And it's just a great place to see films.
Definitely.
And it's on the campus of the SFUAD.
SFUAD. Santa Fe University of Art and Design, formerly right. The College of Santa Fe.
That's right.
1600 St. Michael's Drive.
And there's lots of signage so you can actually find it.
Thescreensf.org for film times, right?
Yep.
Right. Okay. Onward and Upward, 1 p.m. Saturday, November 19th at Santa Fe Soul Stage and Grill is the Fall Rock School final concert. And this is pretty cool. Pete Williams, Mikey Baker, the folks over at Candyman Strings and Things, they teach these sort of rock camps, you know. And it's not just for kids. They have kids and they have adults. And
KSFR's own Peter Williams.
That's right.
Music in the Madness, Thursday nights. He goes wild. It's a really good show, by the
way. Yeah. I mean, these two guys are great. You know, Mikey Baker, former owner of Corazon, and Pete Williams, they both bring a lot of great music to Santa Fe, both of them being accomplished musicians themselves. But anyway, at 1 p.m. Saturday, and this thing is during the day, I think there was some confusion. It was originally scheduled to be at 2, but it's actually at 1. But so kids and adults have gotten their... Oh, and I can't forget Pablo Champion, who's the bassist for local funk jazz rock ensemble, the Gumbo Project. He's involved in this, too.
Gumbo Project is good.
Yeah. And so the students have all formed band, kids and adults, and the names of the bands are Sugar Rush, Medusa, The Lion, The Lamb, and What? With a question mark.
What?
As in, what? Okay. So this is a... This is basically a showcase of what happens at these shows, and I keep telling Mikey Baker I want to learn to play bass, and you know, with all the free time I have, that's not going to happen. But go and support these students, and go and support Candyman Strings and Things, and this rock camp, and Williams, and all these other folks.
Excellent.
They're creating new musicians.
To honor the work of the New Mexico Environmental Law Center, Southwest Seminars presents a lecture by Dr. Kurt Kempter, volcanologist, geologist. And Fulbright Scholar on Monday, the 21st of November. His lecture is titled The Ice Age in New Mexico, Past, Present, and Future, and it'll start at 6 o'clock at the Hotel Santa Fe. There's an admissions fee and light refreshments.
Cool.
Yeah.
What else is happening? We've got, I believe the 2011 High Mayhem Fall Series is concluding on Saturday also at 7 p.m. over there at High Mayhem Studios on Siler Lane. We've got performances by the Proxemics, Vega, Ivaga, We Drew Lightning, and the late Severa Wires, the last two of which are a couple of my favorite sort of experimental bands in town. I know that's a very broad word, and it would take way too long, and we wouldn't get to enough events if I tried to explain it all. But these guys do incredible work, and there is a suggested donation at the door. If you go to highmayhem.org, you can not only read more about this event, but you can hear samples of some of the music that these bands have put out. And High Mayhem Studio, of course, does a lot of recording there. They have a recording studio there. And I don't know if they're recording right now, but generally they record pretty much everyone that performs. And so this is going to be a great event. And also, Eat Christina Hare and Wild Frontier. They're playing tonight at Cowgirl Barbecue. It will remind you of the Pretenders or Joni Mitchell, or Wanda Jackson, Demi Lovato. Eat Christina Hare has this great voice, and it's kind of a countrified sound. And that's 8 p.m. tonight over at the Cowgirl. There's a small cover at the door.
Excellent.
Sure. Yes.
And at Collected Works Bookstore tomorrow morning at 9:30, lecturer Mary Keim and the Opera Briefings and Breakfast Lecture Series, and there will be a presentation about Philip Glass's Satyagraha. And the Metropolitan Opera simulcast follows that at the Lenzic at 11 in the morning. And also on Saturday at 4 in the afternoon, Collected Works also, a reading by Amy and David Thurlow on their latest book, Black Thunder, an Ella Kla novel. It's the latest in the Ella Kla crime novel series. And then on Sunday, photographer Chris Enos, who we had on the show a couple days ago, is doing a presentation on her book, 285 Broken Dreams,
yes.
Photographing the Southeast New Mexico to Texas. And did you see that book?
I listened to the interview, and I stole the book off of my editor's desk yesterday.
It's good.
During our meeting, yes. I took it home, and I had to make dinner, but I blew through the whole book, and I want to go back and look at it again because that's some of my favorite stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that route, that is a beautiful route, 285.
Yep. All the way down from Santa Fe, basically, to Texas.
Texas.
Yep. And on Monday, the event celebrating the paperback edition of Robin Williams' Sweet Swan of Avon has been canceled because the publisher hasn't delivered the books.
Oh, dear.
And but you can check in on the availability of the books. I'm sure they'll be here soon. And then on Tuesday, Collected Works offers multimedia presentation Barbarians at the Gate, Stravinsky, Diaghilev, and the Ballet Russe, narrated by Tom McGuire, who will be on this show on Monday morning, perhaps with a little bit of musical interlude as well, with music of Stravinsky and people like that.
Neato.
Yep.
That's fun. What else? Let's see. I believe... I should announce that I talked about the Harvest Festival for the last couple of weeks, and I'm not sure if I announced or not that Santa Fe's own Chef Rocky Durham has been crowned the king chef of the Santa Fe Harvest Festival. He walked away from the competition last Sunday, I believe, $1,000 richer.
Nice.
And I accidentally called him when I found out he won. I accidentally called him at 5:15 in the morning.
Uh-oh.
And
that's very, very bad.
Well, my partner was out of town, and I can't sleep when he's out of town. And so I just forgot what time it was, and I dialed his number, and then I remembered. I was like, oh, darn. I hung up real quick, and I called him later in the afternoon, and I was like, I want to apologize so bad for calling you at 5:15 in the morning. And he was like, at 4:30, I was already out hunting ducks. So I didn't even wake him up, you know. You got to appreciate a man who can kill his own dinner. That's all I'm saying.
It's all that needs to be said.
Right. And here's one that everyone is buzzing about, and that is the appearance of Morrissey, former lead singer of iconic UK band The Smiths, is over at Saturday at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center. I did an interview with him in today's Pasta Tiempo.
Nice.
He has some interesting things to say, especially about Michael Bublé. So that's all I'm going to say about that.
All right.
Pick up a copy and dig in. Ooh, this is great. This is a beautiful layout in today's Pasta Tiempo, and it's a wonderful story. Woven Identities, Basketry Art from the Collections at the Museum of Indian Arts and Cultures opens on Sunday, November 2nd. Now, I don't think that there is reception, per se, but the exhibit is up through April 14th, 2014, so you have a little time.
Yeah, you have a little time. I love it when museums show their own collections.
Well, sometimes, you know, they don't have room to show everything.
I do. I mean it. I'm serious.
I mean, it's like the textiles exhibit. You know, they had so much stuff and so little room to exhibit it all. And
the Museum of New Mexico, the New Mexico Museum of Arts, or I want to call it Fine Arts, but that was the old title, had that nice show, I think it was last year, featuring its own collection. Mm-hmm. And who knew what treasures were in there?
I know. I mean, that's what I'm going to do. When I finally, you know, have a stroke being a journalist, I'm going to go and work in the bowels of a museum somewhere, cataloging stuff. That's how I'm going to end my
day. I hope you don't have a stroke as a journalist.
Well, we'll see.
Serenata of Santa Fe, which is in its 25th anniversary season, is doing a concert a week from today, which we're announcing because we're not going to be here a week from today because we're going to be sleeping off turkey, called Poetic Remembrance. It's at the Scottish Rite Center with guest mezzo-soprano Krista River, Pamela Eppel oboe, Joel Bechtel cello, and Deborah Ayers piano, and they've got music by Strauss and Warren and DeFaya and all sorts of people. So check out serenadaofsantafe.org.
Speaking of New Mexico Museum of Art, we've got a Beauregards from Paris, Post-Impressionist Views by Donald Beauregard. There is paintings from 1912 to 1914. There's a reception tonight from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. over at the New Mexico Museum of Art. And there's a great story by Craig Smith, I believe, in today's Pasta Tiempo. Lots of museum stuff going on right now. It's pretty
Excellent.
Cool. Did we talk about New Mexico Clean and Beautiful Recognition Awards?
Why no?
New Mexico Museum of Arts, by the way, hosts a ceremony honoring student participants in the My World, My Vision photo contest. And the winning photographs are on view online at nmartmuseum.org through December 1st. But there's a reception tonight from 1 to 3 p.m. At the New Mexico Museum of Arts. So something a little earlier in the day.
When you say tonight, you mean this afternoon?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Well, yeah.
Because tonight from 1 to 3. Oh, yeah, you said p.m. Never mind.
I did say tonight, but it's really afternoon.
It'd be cool if there was a museum opening at 1 in the morning. I'd go.
Or like night at the museum.
Yeah, night at the museum.
Dawn at the museum. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I'd go.
party through the night.
Party through the night. What's happening theater-wise in this town?
Good question. What is happening
theater and dance? Well, I believe many hands and many feet, a dance expo is going on, of course, at El Museo tonight at 7:30 p.m., and that continues throughout the weekend. If you go to minasworld.com, that's MINASWIRLED.com, you can find out more information about that. And then Fusion Theater Company is opening Red, a performance of John Logan's drama about artist Mark Rothko. And that opens at 8 o'clock tonight at the Armory for the Arts over there on Old Pecos Trail.
Story. A drama about Mark Rothko?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It should be pretty cool. There's a great story about Impasto Tiempo today on page 22. If you call 505-766-9412, you can find out ticket information. And The Crucible, Santa Fe Press Performing Art Department, presents Arthur Miller's play, The Crucible. And that was required reading, by the way, when I was a student at Santa Fe Prep back in the 1980s. I'm not sure if it still is, but now they've brought it to the stage.
Yeah, no, it's required that some percentage of drama clubs in the United States do it every year.
Really?
No.
Is that a federal mandate?
I think so.
Just got to keep the witches at bay. Got to keep the message out there.
And tonight at Gig on 2nd Street, the Rio Grande Guitar Quartet is playing at 8 in the evening. And don't know that much about them, but it looks good.
But it looks good.
It's a guitar quartet. They play programs ranging from Bach to Assad. That's a pretty wide range.
Bach to Assad.
Yep.
That is a wide range.
Yeah.
New Deal Antique and Book Sale, the 10th annual New Deal Antique and Book Sale. Hide your wallets, bookish folks, because this is fun. 1930s to 1940s works project administration art, vintage clothes, jewelry, native arts and crafts, and rare current used books. There's door prize, there's book signings. It's 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday at Garrett's Desert Inn over there on Old Santa Fe Trail. And I don't know, let me see if it continues on Sunday. Doesn't look like it.
No, it's just Saturday.
Just Saturday. That looks like a lot of fun. Contemporary clay fairs this weekend, too.
Really?
Yeah. 30 artists offer porcelain, terracotta, and stoneware, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Santa Fe Women's Club over on the Old Santa Fe Trail. And then it's 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday. And if you call 983-9455, you can find out more info about that.
And next weekend, the 25th and 26th of November, is the Case Trading Post annual holiday sale with discounts on all sorts of items, including books that are in the at the Case Trading Post, which is at the Wheelwright Museum of the American Indian on Museum Hill. Terrific museum and way to do your holiday shopping early.
Yes. What about The Butler Didn't Do It?
Oh, The Butler Always Did It.
I believe this is on Saturday. Yeah, Southwest Children's Theater Playhouse presents Rebecca Morgan's adaptation of their murder mystery comedy at 2 and 6 p.m. at the Santa Fe Playhouse. That's great that it's at the Playhouse. 988-4262 for ticket information. Students that are 17 and under get a break on the ticket price. And this is going to be a fun and even funny show.
Fun and even funny.
Yeah, and Southwest Children's Theater is they're solid. And I like the work that they do.
Good.
Yeah. I guess we should talk about some art openings anyway, right?
We should talk about some art openings. There was one thing that I wanted to tell you guys right now. Give me a half a second. Oh, book reading and signing for Somewhere in Ireland. It's a new book of poetry by Linda Wittenberg this Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Unitarian Universalist Church, which is at Barcelona and Galisteo. To learn more, you can go to lindawittenberg.com or you can call 471-2123. And we've had her on this program before, so should be a very nice event.
Cool. I think it's just because it's around the holidays. There's a lot of art fairs and things that go on. But one of the things that's pretty cool, and sometimes I just like to get in the car and go, is head to the Placidas Holiday Fine Arts and Crafts Sale. It's about an hour. I think it's like an hour south, right? South on I-25 to exit 242. More than 80 artists offer a wide variety of works at three locations within the village, including Anastasi Fields Winery, Big Tent, the Big Tent east of the Presbyterian Church, and Placidas Elementary School. And there's going to be, I believe, food concessions at each location. If you go to PlacidasHolidaySale.com, you can get a map and you can get artist information. This is a self-guided tour. You're not going to be put on a big van and driven around.
And have people pointing to things that you should look at.
Right, exactly. You get to stop wherever you want along the route. Even though it's only three locations, the artists are consolidated, which kind of makes it a little easier for folks who've never been to Placitas before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Placitas is wonderful.
It's a gorgeous place.
It really is. Hey, the food cadre of Earth Care is hosting a food winter and coat drive, which is through Sunday to benefit the SFPS Adelante program for homeless youth. And the following locations are accepting donation of food and coats from the public: Amy Beale Community School, Capitol High, the City of Santa Fe Solid Waste Department on Siler Road, Earth Care, the Farmers Market during the Saturday Market, and Milagro Community Garden. No, that's over. Forget it. Scratch that.
Scratch that?
Yeah, the Salazar Elementary, Santa Fe High, Santa Fe Prep, and Tusuki Elementary. For more information, check out Earth Care, which I'm sure has a website, earthcare.org.
Right. And the larger point being that you know, this is the time of year to clean out your pantries and help out the Food Depot, Kitchen Angels, all those kinds of folks.
I got a note in my mailbox that
yes.
Tomorrow morning,
mm-hmm.
if you put food, like non-perishable items, next
yes.
to your mailbox, they'll also be picked up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In time for Thanksgiving.
Yes. Non-perishable proteins are a big deal this year. Tuna fish, peanut butter, things like that.
Yeah.
Need to stock the pantry shelves with that. So find a pantry that you love and trust, and I love and trust them all, and stick a bag out. Go through your pantry. You know, you're going to be looking for those canned cranberry sauce. You're going to be looking for all kinds of things for holiday meals.
Yeah.
And when you're in there looking for stuff, realize that some people don't really have that option.
Right.
And get
generous.
And
it's nice to clean out your food cupboards and then
yes. mm-hmm.
make room for different things.
Yes. And I'm sure that, you know, people would love to have pet food donations at shelters. So, you know, it's the season of giving.
Hey, don't forget the, we just talked about it this morning, actually, the professional wrestling, what's it called? Our Meowgeddon.
That's right, brother.
At the Chavez Center tonight.
JT, I'll crush you, buddy.
He's going to find me and kick my butt.
And he will kick he your will. Butt. He's he considerably bigger than you are.
But
just saying.
It's for a good cause. And
it's good for a good pause.
It's for a good pause. Oh, that's cute. I was going to talk about art openings, and I totally just forgot. James Kelly Contemporary is opening The Thick of It, new sculpture by Arlene Shechet, I think. There's a reception from 5 to 7 p.m. Tonight. That's up through February 4th. Manitou Galleries on Canyon Road is opening Walter Blakelock Wilson Retrospective this evening. Reception, 5 to 7:30 p.m. That's up through December 2nd. Ventana Fine Art, Landform, photographs by Andrew Johnson and Paul Reinwald. Reception tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. And then City Hall, New Views of New Mexico, photographs by Will Karp. And there's no reception, but it's up through December. So you can wander through the halls of City Hall and see this great show through December. And everybody knows, you know, City Hall is right down there on Lincoln Avenue.
It's right downtown.
Right downtown. Right next to pretty much the Santa Fe Community Convention Center.
That's right.
Where Morrissey is playing on Saturday.
Is it time to go already?
No.
Good heavens.
Nope.
We never get everything done. But there's more. And to find out what more there is, check out the Pasatiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican, where Rob DeWalt, the fabulous, the wonderful, the handsome, the articulate.
That's Bobby D to you, brother.
Is a regular contributor, and he's on this show just about every Friday, speaking of the arts, but not a week from today.
Not a week from today.
We are taking that day
We're getting
off.
For a trip to fan hangover.
That's right.
Yeah.
Not to mention a pie hangover.
Yes.
And what do you drink on Thanksgiving?
Whatever's in reach? No. Usually sparkling stuff.
Right.
Pomegranate seeds in sparkling wine is my favorite.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll settle for fizzy water with a little bit of mango juice in it. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. My email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Feel free to write anytime and comment on the show or send listings or whatever. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz. Have a great weekend. Have a great Thanksgiving, Rob DeWalt.
You too. Have a good one. I'm taking a four-day weekend.
Excellent. Yay. Sounds like a good idea for everybody. Hasta la vista.
Bye.
Ciao.